40 Days of Words. Shh. Proverbs 21:23 says, "Watch your tongues and keep your mouth shut, and you'll stay out of trouble." Hi, this is Jim Brown. Is it just me, or have you noticed the back-talking and critical tongues that seem to be in overdrive nowadays? I'm guessing people are angry at something that is going on, and they're going to mouth off about it to someone or anyone standing nearby. A wise piece of advice I heard years ago was this: don't argue with crazy people. That wise philosopher of old, Mark Twain, put it this way: never argue with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference. Today, it seems that everything is becoming politicized. Everything is causing a divide. It's the Hatfields and the McCoys everywhere you go. Are you driving an EV or hybrid to save the planet or not? Plastic or paper bags or bring your own? Meat or meatless? And on and on. Most people naturally like to give their thoughts and opinions to others. But often, the other person doesn't really care, especially it seems if you're on the other side of whatever the topic is. Most people don't want to hear what the others think. They only want to hear their opinions being validated. And thus why Solomon gave these wise words. It's not that your calm, rational words are not worthwhile. It's really because without much effort, your calm discussion can turn on a dime into a raging, argumentative, hurt-feeling, and angry debate. Thus, as another version says it, watch your words and be careful what you say, and you'll be surprised at how few troubles you'll have. Unquote. My prayer: Lord, give me the wisdom I need to know when to speak up about an issue and when to keep my mouth shut. Except for standing up for you, I need not be argumentative. Amen.